If you want to get your favorite technical news, give the Gizmo Gang a call. Gizmo Sapiens.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of a bunch of geeks and nerds.
And man children.
And man children. And we're going to discuss space. Rona in space. Okay, so hey, it's Chris. I'm your Chief Gizmo Sapien. With me today is Matt. And Thomas.
Hello.
And we're going to talk all about what's been going on with space programs. And the commercial companies supporting those space programs. Because there's some interesting things that have come out while we've been in quarantine that probably people have not really thought about what's going on. The first thing we're going to talk about is Jeff Bezos' company that he wishes everybody would talk about on the internet, who actually started selling t-shirts with the names and logos of their spacecraft. But one of the big things that's going on in the real world is that Blue Origin is going to challenge SpaceX on two crucial fronts. Which is interesting because SpaceX is pretty much won the SLS, which is the Space Launch Vehicle contract with NASA, even though Boeing technically is the second source with their vehicle. But now that they've tested the launch vehicle with SpaceX and it's been successful, they're actually going to fly their first manned mission here in a couple of months. That's pretty exciting to me. You know, first time a U.S. rocket will be used to put astronauts on the International Space Station in a long time. So, but again, let me mention Blue Origin has their own merch store, which I'm tempted to go if it were I don't know, how do you want to say this? If it's inexpensive, I might buy some of the Blue Origin shirts because they're kind of cool. And just so you know, if you haven't heard, because it's been super quiet, unless you're really into space and the space program, you haven't heard a whole lot about Jeff Bezos' other company besides Amazon, Blue Origin. They were founded in 2000. They were a silent company until 2016, so they've only really been out for 4 years. And they have a mentality very much like Apple. It's everything that they do is very secret, which is kind of the opposite of SpaceX. And, their motto is gradatum ferociter, which roughly translates in, from Latin to English is step by step ferociously. but they have, they have a couple of launch vehicles. One's called the New Glenn, named after John Glenn. They have the New Shepard, named after Alan Shepard. While this COVID-19 pandemic has been going on, they won an Air Force contract to develop the New Glenn launch system, which essentially is going to be a product that, along with SpaceX, will be used by the new Space Force.
Well, the new Space Force is actually, if when you're talking about space news,
yeah.
I mean, really, it's been all Space Force all the time. It sucked up all the oxygen, even from SpaceX.
Oh, I know.
And part of it is because it's kind of a farce. At least on the surface, but I think it's important for us to reclaim our mantle of leadership.
Oh, absolutely.
On this front.
Absolutely. Well, and so that the New Glenn contract is kind of important because it's showing a diversification of the industry, you know, so the Air Force didn't automatically give SpaceX a contract because NASA, they were successful in building a new launch system for NASA, who is directly tied to the Space Force. Don't get that wrong. But the other thing that's important, the new Glenn system in and of itself, other than it's cool that it's a new American-made rocket, it is not, there's nothing revolutionary about it. It's not like the SpaceX rockets, which can do vertical takeoff and landing and all this other stuff. I mean, that SpaceX cornered the market on that. But the new Shepard is Blue Origin's, where they're going after to build their own vertical takeoff and landing rocket, a true reusable rocket, like the SpaceX rockets are. And then they're also, they got a, they're in the running for the new contract from NASA to develop a new lander for both for the moon and Mars, and possibly asteroids and other things that they're looking at shooting space missions for. Because go out to NASA.gov and look up what they have a roadmap out there of the new missions that they plan on launching, and they start in 2021. We're putting more people in space than we ever have. And it will be aboard SpaceX and Blue Origin, these new systems. It's kind of interesting that the program that is going on with Blue Origin is they're being, the way it was awarded is that they're getting a portion of the contract to develop the lander to work with other components by Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman. A lot of the...
Well, that's old school NASA.
Yeah, the old school NASA military industrial complex, you know, Beltway bandits. But the fact that a new company is getting to come in and work in that is kind of exciting, because typically the only way new technology from other companies got in is Northrop or Lockheed would buy that company and then ruin them. But when you have as much money as Jeff Bezos, I think it's hard to do it, and it's a private company. So that's kind of interesting. That's, you know, what's going on there. It's good to see another player in the space, the second space race that isn't one of the traditional Beltway bandits, you know. So I like the companies who are not Northrop and Lockheed, because that's the problem. It kind of, like in the last podcast that we recorded, we talked about the the mentality that you get in these federal government contracts about, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Even though Lockheed and Boeing, they get these contracts and then they can't even deliver what they promised to deliver.
Even if it is broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, don't change it. You know, they don't want change to happen. And so it's good to see new people getting an option, the ability to get into this.
But that's a dangerous thought process to have when you're dealing with space.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's led directly to at least two disasters in space, and one on the pad, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
I mean, that mentality is what led to Apollo 1, Challenger, Columbia.
Yep. Well, and it's kind of funny. I've read a lot of articles about the space shuttle program, you know, and as a kid, it was cool because the space shuttle wasn't a rocket. It was like, and I understand the excitement in the late 70s of building, when they, you know, they built the Enterprise, you know, and they were test flying it and atmospheric tests and everything, because it never made it to space. And, you know, this was a space plane. It was the next step. You know, yeah, we have rockets, okay, but this is a reusable vehicle, and it was
revolutionary for its time.
It's more of a spaceship, but the technology available today, if they did that program today with today's technology, it might be a much different game. But they, you know, on the flip side, they've learned so much.
But it still doesn't go anywhere.
Correct. I mean, it wasn't like you were going to fly the space shuttle to the moon.
Therein lies the problem with the shuttle program.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, but again, it wasn't designed or even intended to be designed to do that. it really was supposed to take someone from Earth and insert them into Earth orbit. That's it.
Yep.
And come back again.
So, going back to the SpaceX and Boeing, NASA finally got, you know, when did they start this program? So the SLS program to replace the space shuttle, it's actually was started a lot longer ago than people think. So back in 2011, when they, because it's the commercial crew program is actually the SLS program.
Yes.
And they've determined that even though they paid Boeing an outrageous amount of money and they are about a year behind SpaceX in delivering an operational vehicle, they've saved $30 billion by going with the commercial crew program over NASA developing it directly. You know? And I never quite understood why NASA was developing a lot of this stuff themselves and not using the military industrial complex to
well, I'll tell you why that is.
We let Boeing make our bombers and our other aircraft. Why wouldn't we let them make a rocket?
It was cheaper for NASA to design that stuff in house. Building it's another whole thing.
Yeah,
but designing it.
Yeah,
it made more sense for NASA to do it themselves, fiscally. And let's not forget, this was a time period where we essentially have no space program of our own.
Yeah, it's very true.
We had outsourced all of it. And so part two of that is they're trying to justify their own budget.
Yep.
So you put those two things together, and that explains why NASA tried to build their own, or at least design their own.
Yeah. But that's good news, actually. And the cost should continue to fall as we start ramping up more of these SpaceX and Boeing expeditions, because they're, you know, what used to cost on a shuttle launch billions of dollars is, and what we were spending sending astronauts up in the millions of dollars range in the Soyuz rockets are now, I mean, supposed to be in just tens of millions of dollars, not the hundreds of millions of dollars that we were spending on Soyuz. So, I mean, it gets cheaper, and then as we get more and more of those rockets and they refine these systems and, you know, a supply chain gets built so that, you know, finding replacement parts on these reusable systems is easy. You know, it's like going down to AutoZone. Rocket Zone. You go over to Rocket Zone. I got a new thruster for the rocket. What make and model is that, sir? And, you know, this space thing will become like anything else in transportation will become integral to the economy, you know, where it will actually contribute more to the economy than it's taking from it.
But here's my fear. My fear is that in the post COVID-19 world, where we're spending, if this current bill gets passed, we will have spent $5 trillion with a tri on nothing.
Very true.
And technically we're borrowing this money, but what we're really doing is we're having the Federal Reserve print it like it's,
yeah, like
non-stop. Well,
like there's something behind it to back it.
Well, then there's that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
Maybe we should start only backing money that's borrowed with gold or something. I don't know.
It's interesting.
Can't do that because there's not enough gold.
So,
but there's plenty of cryptocurrency.
To kind of keep on the
but what's that backed by, really?
What's all money backed by?
Wishes and
yeah, exactly.
So. And a prayer.
Yeah. So kind of interesting. The Space Force is actually starting to do real missions as a military branch. They are launching a new mission tomorrow, as a matter of fact, on May 16th. They're using the X-37B space plane. which they, the Air Force had been using prior. They actually had it in orbit for years to, as an experiment to see if they could keep a space vehicle in orbit for years. but it's ferrying a scientific research satellite into orbit, and it's actually conducting experiments for other branches of the military and actually a couple NASA missions as well.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first space plane mission that actually got publicity.
Correct. It's the first time it's ever been publicized. The Space Force, I think they wanted to say, hey, we're here.
We're actually going to do something.
We're going to do something. We're not something that you hear about, and we're not on paper. But
and we're not a complete joke. We correct. Actually are trying to accomplish something that's a significant contribution to the space program.
Yep. So the two research projects on the FalconSat 8 that they're putting into orbit starting tomorrow is a NASA mission to check for cosmic radiation, and then there's a Naval Research Laboratory is sending instruments intended to convert solar energy into microwaves. They're doing the research to see if they can beam power from something in orbit to the ground, you know, and used as a power source.
That has some very interesting implications in the long run.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, it makes solar a different target too.
It
because
absolutely
what
does.
If I put satellites in place and they're collecting solar energy and then I'm beaming it to ground stations and distributing, you know?
That's the one thing that makes solar actually work, I think, on a scale that's maybe worth it. We'll have to wait and see.
So it's kind of funny. So, this launch will actually be the sixth mission of the X-37B. There were five missions prior to this, or at four missions prior to this by the Air Force, and one mission prior to this by the Space Force that was classified. But it's the second only ever mission for Space Force, which is kind of interesting, you know. So it means they're doing stuff. The first mission was to put satellites in place for a military communications network.
Shocking.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why that mission was classified.
Yeah, not at all. I don't know. But I think it's exciting. I think it's cool. I mean, you know, Trump's been ridiculed constantly for the Space Force. I mean, even and it is something kind of fun to make fun of because it's the Space Force, you know. It's not like they could have done something cool and worked a deal with Paramount and called it Starfleet. You know, which would have been my preference.
They should have done that anyway. They're the government. What are they going to do? Sue?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Tell me how that's going to work out.
Well, it's not like, you know, Hollywood and the television companies haven't used the armed forces, the U.S. armed forces, in their shows anyway. Heck, Magnum P.I. is a Navy SEAL. He's a reservist and still a Navy SEAL. I haven't figured that one out yet. Although it was a fun episode to watch. So, only a couple other things. So, SpaceLink or SpaceX are going to change their Starlink satellites to make them invisible because there were light pollution complaints by the observatories. So, it's causing them not to be able to see stellar phenomenon. But I'm not entirely sure how that works. And if you don't know what the Starlink satellites, they're actually something pretty cool that SpaceX is doing. And it's been controversial because SpaceX got in trouble for not getting authorization from NASA to actually put a couple of the missions of Starlink satellites in space. Because they, you know, it's an automated process on a Dragon rocket.
This is the network of satellites that they
this is the new internet
to spell out their big message from
yeah.
space, which I
but
I dread the implications of
oh,
that.
But the bigger thing is the reason the Starlink satellites are put out there is, they're trying to create a true satellite internet network, so that you know, the internet is not totally reliant on these undersea cables that companies and pirates and other people seem to want to cut to places or countries want to hijack, you know.
Like Russia.
China.
China. I mean,
North Korea.
North Korea. Yeah.
Yeah, North Korea.
Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Palestine. The list goes on.
So the last thing is kind of funny is, and this is why I like this because it, you know, it's patriotism. So we're seeing anti-patriotism from our frenemies. But China has an experimental spaceship operating in space, and they say it's operating normally, but we have no idea. It could be the COVID.
Well, actually,
the COVID spreading spaceship.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't the 5G towers. It was
the
Chinese spacecraft.
But it's kind of funny, you know. We've got so in the U.S. we've got the new SLS program, which has been successful. They've got the new lander program. There's a program that's coming out for a new, essentially, space car, you know, so that when they land on a planet, they can drive around in their spacesuits. we have the International Space Station, which, although we call it the International Space Station, is really a U.S. space station that we allow international people on. But we're creating there's a new program out called Gateway, where they're creating essentially a warehouse, a space station that's a warehouse that won't have astronauts for more than 2 or 3 days at a time, and it's kind of a launching point. It'll be a place where you have a terrestrial vehicle that takes you from Earth to space. You dock with a Gateway. You determine all the material you need. You load it in this other space vehicle that then will either take you to the moon and help establish the moon base, and then to Mars and help establish whatever we're doing at Mars. And that's a new program that they're going to start putting into place in 2021. That's part of the reason we're getting the new manned launches done, is so they can start putting this, you know, these systems in space. And but you know, we're kind of arrogant about it because we assume we're the only ones. Americans assume that they're the only ones doing that, but China is putting their own space station. Partly because they were excluded from the International Space Station, but I doubt that that's the real reason. I think, you know, the reason is they want their own space station.
It's about control for
yes,
China.
Exactly.
It's about, you know, the it's about like the, you know, China Communist Party, and like they call the quote unquote People's Republic, but it's really not. You know, the North Korean government mentality of like, we want to show our superiority to like these filthy pigs in the United States and stuff like that. Like, it's dumb overall. It's not going to work out for them at the end of the day.
Well, but what China's doing, it's actually pretty methodical. What they were testing was they put this rocket in a highly elliptical orbit. They were testing if they could continue to control it. And then they were testing a flexible and inflatable cargo return capsule. But, you know, if you really think about it, they were successful in putting a spacecraft, unmanned, but a spacecraft nonetheless, on the far side of the moon last year. How many other agencies have done that besides the United States?
Well, Russia, Soviet Union.
Yeah, but Roscosmos, you know, is not what it once was.
Fair point.
Isn't it that Russia also put in a satellite in the space where they tried, like, screwing with the atmosphere with it?
So it's funny, when I come to do the space episodes that we record, I always try to wear one of my NASA shirts.
Well,
Matt always knows when we're together what we're actually going to talk. He knows we're going to talk about space if I'm wearing a NASA shirt.
If my shirt's clean. And I'd be wearing one too if I had prior knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I kind of dropped this on. Well, we decided to record a couple podcasts together. What at? What 8 or 9 o'clock last night?
Yeah.
And I wasn't even in the state at that point. So, well, I think that wraps things up. We want to hear from you, our listeners. It's episode 148. give us some feedback, audio, video, text. You can send that to gizmosapiens@gmail.com. That's gizmosapiens@gmail.com. And we'll see you on the digital flip side.
Shout out to China Uncensored.
You've been listening to Gizmo Sapiens, a technology and entertainment podcast. You can reach us at our email address at gizmosapiens@gmail.com. That's gizmosapiens@gmail.com. We'd really love to hear from you, and we'll see you next week from the digital flip side.